Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICIS Chemical Business Podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we're looking at the issue for the 2 weeks of November 22nd to December 5th. The latest issue takes a look at chemical distribution and is timed to coincide with the National Association of Chemical Distributors annual meeting taking place from November 29th to December 2nd. The latest issue's cover story takes a look at how mergers and acquisitions in the global chemical distribution market are poised to increase as the world recovers from the economic downturn. As companies look to grow, they will not be able to achieve their targets through organic growth, notes one consultant. To supplement organic growth, companies are going to have some type of M&A strategy to meet overall growth targets. Chemical producers increasingly expect distributors to have strong local and global capabilities, technical expertise, and information exchange systems, said one distributor. Customers expect distributors to offer broad product bundles and to set up and operate a global network for sourcing and delivery. In addition, producers are tending to reduce the number of distributors with whom they work in order to reduce complexity and its attendant cost. Meanwhile, many chemical distribution companies in North America are family businesses, but with the baby boom generation approaching retirement age over the next 5 to 10 years, some companies have to make decisions on what is going to happen to that family business. In some cases, there will be someone to step up, whether from the company or the family. In other cases, there is not an obvious successor, and then selling the business becomes a viable option. This will be a significant factor impacting family-run businesses in North America over the next 10 years, the National Association of Chemical Distribution says. The organization adds that it has lost more than 50 members because of consolidation and mergers over the past decade. Also in this issue are features on the improving fortunes of chemical shipping, an interview with the CEO of Dutch distributor Caldic, a look at how the interplay of petrochemical interests in Europe and the Middle East is set to increase in both regions as producers seek alliances for downstream investments. There are also articles on looming price increases for titanium dioxide and the fact that with demand strong and feedstock ethylene costs up, polyethylene prices do not show signs of falling anytime soon. All this and so much more can be found in the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business. Thanks for listening, have a good night, and have a happy Thanksgiving.